So I'll begin by sensing the rise and fall of your diaphragm and belly, noticing the sensations of breathing as you relax and settle in more deeply on each out-breath. Just taking this time to slow your pace down. Just noticing the nuances of breathing, belly, chest rising and falling, the air coming in and out of your nose and mouth. And then, having found your breath, bring your attention into your right arm. Just sensing it, starting with your right shoulder, tricep, bicep, elbow, forearm. Just bringing your attention up and down your arm, exploring the sensations in your arm, arriving in your hand, sensing the palm, back of the hand. And then slowly just bringing attention into the right thumb and really finding the sensation in that right thumb and moving to the forefinger. Just noticing as you bring attention to it, that sensation begins to arise in the finger, then to the middle finger, ring finger, and small finger. Just noticing the envelope of sensation that begins to fill in as you bring attention to your right hand. And noticing at the same time the whole length of your arm. And so, connecting with breath again, bring your attention into your right hip. So noticing the right hip, the thigh, back of the leg, the knee, the shin, the back of the leg and the lower leg, and the foot, the instep, both the sole of the foot and the top of the foot, and also just sensing into being aware of the toes. So just bringing into your awareness the whole right leg from the hip to the knee to the foot. And just bring your attention up and down your leg as you feel compelled to do. There's no real rules about this. Just noticing, bringing attention to different parts of the right leg. And if you can, including your right arm, so you haven't left it completely behind. And then moving to the left leg and starting with the left foot, the bottom of the foot, top of the foot, the toes, just going over the five toes. Sometimes the toes are more difficult to distinguish individually, but if you bring attention there and just practice with it, you'll start to sense the individual toes. Then to the ankle, then to the shin bone, the lower leg, the knee, bringing attention over the knee to the thigh, and quadriceps, and just that whole upper leg, then to the left hip. And as you bring attention into that whole left leg, you know, try in one snapshot to sense both the hip, knee, and foot, including all of it in your field of awareness. So you've got your right arm, right leg, left leg. Then we'll move to the left arm. And begin by sensing the left thumb and the forefinger, middle finger. Just bringing attention there, noticing as you bring attention that sensation begins to arise and fill in. Then to the ring finger and the pinky finger. And just holding that awareness of the whole hand, the fingers, the palm, the back of the hand. And then beginning that journey up your left arm to the wrist, the forearm, elbow, tricep, bicep. Just taking in the feel of the whole arm and just noticing if you can sense from the hand to the elbow to the shoulder and in one sort of snapshot of sensation. And so you've got your left arm, and we'll bring attention to your spine, starting with the bottom, and slowly, at your own pace, bringing attention up the vertebrae one at a time, just sensing into your spine as best you can, the lower, middle, and upper spine. As you bring attention to the spine, you know, be aware of connection of the spine with the hip bone and also with the shoulder. So you're just slowly but surely bringing attention into the lower, middle, upper back, and discerning the separate vertebrae if you can. If not, you just take in the general field of the spine, being aware of it, and being aware of whether your back is straight, if you've got a nice straight spine or not. And so now you've got your right arm, right leg, left arm, and your spine. And let's add to it awareness of your throat and neck, and slowly bringing attention into your mouth, noticing your tongue and relaxing your tongue as much as you can, so that it rests easily in your mouth, touching your teeth, the top of your, the roof of your mouth. Just noticing, sensing that tongue. Then moving up to the eye sockets and noticing, relaxing any tension in the eyes so that the eyes rest easily in the sockets. Noticing also the eyelids. Just bringing a gentle attention of relaxation into the eyes, letting go of tension, then to the forehead, letting go of any tension in the forehead. And then just taking a nice breath and noticing legs and arms and back, the facial muscles, the jaw, tongue, eyes. And then bringing attention to your belly, right beneath the belly button. It's just sensing into that part of the belly, just relaxing as much as you can as you bring attention there. And then moving up to the upper part of the belly, up to the chest, all the way through the shoulders. Just nice, gentle sensing and breathing. You know, basically you're bringing the spotlight of attention into different parts of your body and resting your attention there and noticing whether sensation arises or not. You're not trying to force sensation. But noticing also that as you bring the flashlight of your attention to your body, that it actually does start waking up sensation in the body. We could say that the body is actually becoming more conscious. That's what sensation is a consciousness in the body. So breathing, connecting with your breath, just invite you to sense both feet at the same time, sensing the bottoms of your feet. And then moving up to the shin and both legs, being able to bring attention to both of them at the same time. Then up to the thigh, upper leg. Just bringing that flashlight of attention to the leg, and then taking in the whole leg, left and right leg. Just resting in the sensations as you observe both of them simultaneously. Then bringing attention to both hands, the palms of both hands, the backs of both hands, the fingers, thumb, forefinger, middle, ring and small finger, just slowly but surely sensing both of them at the same time. And then moving attention to both arms, starting with the forearm and elbow, tricep, bicep, just bringing that spotlight of attention into both arms at the same time. Remembering to breathe. And then for several moments, to the best of your ability, sensing all the limbs and your trunk, your mouth, your eyes, at the same time, trying to take in the whole envelope, so to speak, of sensation of the body. Just bringing attention, seeing what you can do. You might only be able to include part of that picture. But that's all right. The effort matters. Just bringing awareness of your, you know, attention to the whole body. And noticing, you know, as you do this, the quality of your thought, whether there's a stillness there. And you're really trying to invite yourself to refrain from thinking. Just being with the silence of sensation. And I'm going to stop talking. And when you're ready, open your eyes.